Bit of a weird one today, Monkey Boy. I'm a bit baffled.
I hope they're working on an mRNA jab for this widespread bafflement within the medical community.
Oh, I'm sure they will be. Anyway, the strangest thing happened earlier. In comes this very young chap with his mother. Bright as a button he was. I could just sense the fire in this little dynamo. His zest for life was palpable.
You're almost sounding human, Doctor.
I gave the little boy his MMR jab, and as I was giving his mum the old spiel about how safe and effective it is, I watched the light drain from her darling boy's eyes in real time. Nearly like someone had thrown a fire blanket over his brain or something. That's how I'd describe it. I saw it happen myself, Monkey Boy. Ever so baffling.
Is it though?
Yes. This little guy had sparks in his eyes up until then. It's almost as if someone extinguished those sparks with a chemical foam or something.
You?
It's like the colours in his little world went from vibrant and lustrous to flat, matte, dull, in a matter of minutes, Monkey Boy. I can't help but think that it was caused by something in his environment. Fizzy drinks, or air pollution, or maybe it was his parents' fault. Genetic predisposition and all that.
Maybe in some cases, but can you think of anything else that might have caused it in this child?
Definitely not. It's high time pharma companies funded more research into the possible causes of tragic events like this one. Research that won't even include the MMR jab that the child was given just beforehand, because it definitely couldn't have been that.
Pharma companies love that. You'd be surprised by how many times on a personal level I've heard that same story about children's eyes changing after that toxic shite.
Really? So this isn't the first time you've ever heard it? Gaw.
It's not, no.
Let's imagine for 1 minute that what you're saying is true, even though it's definitely not. It's been thoroughly debunked by the same people who profit most from these injections. So, say this injection did damage that little child. At least he might not get measles, mumps or rubella going forward. Surely some quality consolation there.
His parents will be thrilled.
And even if he does get measles, mumps or rubella in the future, we can always just claim it was a breakthrough case. Brilliant. Isn't that exciting? It's a bulletproof system, to be fair.
Not anymore. Do you know who the Amish are?
Look over there, Monkey Boy. Is that King Charles with a prostate so swollen it looks like he's sitting on a space hopper?
I don't care.
Well, I categorically do not want to speak about the Amish.
Why not?
I'll tell you why not, Monkey Boy. Because it's impossible to explain why incidences of autism within the Amish community are either zero or vanishingly small without veering headlong towards the conclusion that it's because of their incredibly low vaccination rates.
Bloody Amish. So you just avoid it?
Just ignore it completely, Monkey Boy. No good can ever come from even thinking about it. It's like looking at that graph which shows the steady increase in rates of autism and how it correlates perfectly with the ever-expanding childhood vaccination schedule. It's indefensible.
It sure is.
Moving swiftly on then. Another strange thing did happen last week. I'd just given an 8-week-old girl her 6-in-1 injection. An infusion of liquid health times 6 into her tiny, fragile body.
Insane.
Incredibly strangely, she developed a high fever later that evening and died that night. Sudden infant death syndrome. SIDS.
Just after you gave her 6 different concoctions in one syringe?
A perfectly healthy baby just gone. Poof. SIDS. Nothing more to be said about it, really. I can't help but think that it was caused by something in her environment, like fizzy drinks or air pollution or genetic predisposition.
The level of contempt I have for you and your kind is hard to put into words.
It's high time pharma companies funded more research into the possible causes of tragic events like this.
Let me guess, research that won't include the 6-in-1 jab that the child was given just prior. Anything but that.
You're learning, Monkey Boy. We've got it all sewn up and it's very important that we keep it that way. The same rules apply for the COVID jab. The evidence could be slapping you around your stupid fucking faces, but you'll never get an admission of guilt from anyone. It can't happen.
We don't need admissions of guilt to know that it's true, though.
I want you to imagine the astronomical income generated by the vaccine industry. Now imagine the number of institutions, reputations, livelihoods, etc. that depend on its uninterrupted continuation. Imagine the true scale of what stands to be lost if the truth ever came out. It can't happen.
So the illusion is so vast and all-encompassing that it could never be safely shattered. There'd be all-out war.
You certainly don't want to be going to war with these people, Monkey Boy. They're incredibly dangerous. Just look at what happened to Brandy Vaughan. She died of natural causes at home, age 44.
Fuck them all. The two most important things in this world are our children and the truth. And if we're not willing to fight for both those things with everything we have, then everything else is just meaningless. Many of us would happily die standing up to these ghouls.
Looks like we might just have a war on our hands then.